help, and are you ready to roll here, full go?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. I got cleared by the trainers and stuff. I'm going to ease my way back into it.
Ease your way back in?
Yeah.
So will you be out there for everything?
Yeah, I'll be out there for everything.
What happened in the OTAs? As far as getting
hurt? It's a freak accident. You know, if I was there, I caught a deep ball. You know, stuff happens. I don't blame nobody. It's just freak accident. Went down. God brought me down to the ground, and that's when, you know, I got hurt.
And if your hamstring was at that time too?
Yeah.
Corey, what do you have to do to take a big step from last year to show that a lot of improvement that you
had? Really just stay healthy, listen to my coaches, and come out here each and every day and get better.
Corey, how much do you use? It was a difficult year last year for everybody. How much do you use the 1-15 and all that went wrong as motivation this year?
You know, we try to erase that. We try, you know, not to think about last year, but, you know, deep down inside, it's still a burning fire. No one likes to lose. So, you know, we're a totally different team and everyone's focused. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting year.
What gives you the most optimism about this new season?
I have to say how the guys, you know, are in the locker room and stuff. You know, we did have not a good season last year, but everyone's, you know, prideful. Everyone's, you know, happy and stuff. Everyone know our task, what we got to do to get better as a football team.
Was it disheartening at all when you had that injury in the OTAs just because what you've gone through last year with the hand and the other stuff?
Yeah, it's like I couldn't catch a break, but, you know, everything happened for a reason. And back healthy, I'm ready to roll, and I'm excited.
You've had a bit of a history with hamstring injuries, so is there anything that you can do to maybe cut down that possibility of a recurring one?
Yeah, it's kind of what happens when you fast. But
I wouldn't know.
No, I just really just do the extra stuff, you know, do the modalities, get stretched, you know, when you're fast and tightly wind up with, you know, a lot of muscle and stuff. You just got to put in extra time, put in extra work with on your body and recovery and stuff.
And so, like, do you stretch more or?
Right, stretch, cold tub, you know.
Before practice?
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Corey, do you come into this camp distracted at all by the fact that, you know, the investigation that's still ongoing and that whole situation?
No, not at all, you know. I'm focused. I'm excited to be here. And, you know, my lawyers and stuff, they're all handling that.
Can you tell us anything about what happened?
You can talk to Coach Yu about it.
Are you confident, though, that you'll be cleared and you'll go on without any issues?
Is that at least a teaching moment for you, though, to make sure you don't get caught up in something like that?
Right, I think it's a teaching moment for everyone, you know. I think for everyone, just like, don't put yourself in bad situations or don't let others put you in bad situations.
The fact that, you know, that your brother and your friend have to go through this whole legal process, is that something that you're going to have to kind of try to not let that become a distraction to you as you go through this camp?
Not distracted at all. I'm focused on the, you know, on winning and to the Cleveland Browns.
There's a challenge kind of issued to you by the coach to be the number one guy out there in the receiver group. How do you feel about it? Will you meet that challenge?
Yeah, like you said, it's a challenge. I don't look at it as like that, you know. They draft me in the first round, first receiver for a reason. And I'm confident in my ability, and I know what I got to do.
What kind of an eye-opening experience was your first year in the NFL?
It was amazing. It was great, man. I was so happy, so excited, so jittery and stuff, and anxious. But it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. You know, being in National Football League, not too many people get to say that. You know, they started in the National Football League.
Maybe was it more difficult than you thought it would be?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I think it was just, you know, just learn the playbook, just all this stuff, just going in your head, nervous, don't know what to expect. But once, you know, get out there, start playing a couple reps and stuff, everything's the same.
Is there something you learned from last year that you think is going to make you be so much better this year?
Yeah, I have to say the playbook. You know, I'm more comfortable with the playbook. I know what's going on with the offense. I'm not out there guessing or even out there just, oh, I hope I don't mess up. Because when you start thinking a lot of stuff, you don't play as fast as you can. And, you know, a year under my belt, I know what the offense, what we're trying to do and stuff like that.
How difficult was it for you to adjust to the NFL, you know, with all the stops and starts you had last year, with the hamstring, the jam, and then the hand, and you just couldn't get on the field consistently?
Right, it's tough, especially, like I said, coming in, got to learn the playbook. Like you said, broke my hand and stuff, then come back. You got to make sure when you're gone, when I was out for 6-7 weeks, I had to stay on top of the playbook. And there's just a lot of stuff that goes on and goes with it.
Hey, one more question about January. The facts that have been presented kind of paint a pretty ugly picture. Is there anything that has been presented that is not accurate or is not true?
I don't know what's been presented. You know, my lawyer is taking care of all that. So you probably know more about it than me.
Were you there when all this stuff went down?
My lawyer answered that, and Coach, he'll answer that for you.
What do you think about the quarterback situation this year? New guys in there?
It's exciting because a lot of them get to compete. You know, now it's time they can show, you know, show their talent and skill set. Who's going to be number one quarterback? I like all four of our quarterbacks. They're all hard workers, and they're all very talented, too.
What was Hugh's biggest message when he met with you guys last week?
Really, you know, we got a long way to go, but, you know, we come here to work, and we got goals to reach. And, you know, that was really preaching on stuff like that.
You may say to ask your lawyer, but I got to ask you anyway. I mean, the facts say that a guy got beat unconscious, then moved to a stairwell where he woke up.
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, that's my lawyer.
Are you confident that it'll just be all about football? I mean, do you want to just put everything behind you this year, just in terms of anything else, and just be the player that you know you can be?
Right, exactly. That's what I want to do.
And do you
eliminate all distractions.
And do you, you know, number 15 is a lofty draft status. Do you feel like this is the year that you'll kind of put yourself on the map as the number 15 pick that you are?
Right. You know, I got big goals, big dreams, and, you know, my job is to reach those goals for me and for the people who believe in me who brought me here, too. I don't want to disappoint them or myself or my mom. So to answer your question, yes.
Thank you.